Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me this Monday morning. Sun's out. That's always a good sign. That's always something that we can say positive about a Monday morning. I'm kind of out of breath. I was with, 20 seconds to 30 seconds ago, I was grabbing something off the printer. And naturally, you know, when you're in a time crunch, there's no paper in the printer. And then I'm thinking, are you serious? So loaded the paper in the printer. And then it took a while for it to, you know, think about it. And I'm just like, come on. Just willing the printer to hurry up and print what I needed in order to come running back into the studio, plop into my chair, and start feedback. Good morning. How are you? Did you have a great weekend? I certainly did. It was somewhat restful. I shared during the Wisconsin Morning News and our morning banter with Chris and Tom that my husband and I ventured down to Wapaka and went to see a band called Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns. I had to write that down because for some reason I have this mental block with this band name. It's just, I think it's similar to, well, it has the word big in it, I guess. There's a band from the 90s that I used to like. Yeah, I know. Can you believe it? I liked a 90s band, Big Head Todd and the Monsters. So maybe it's kind of similar to that. But thanks to one of our listeners, Tom, for tipping us off that this great band, they have a great, great sound, and they do a lot of covers, Chicago and Paul Simon, and just a great, it's an amazing, as Tom said, it's an interesting mix of songs that you wouldn't necessarily hear covered because most bands don't have a horn section. These guys were amazing. Played at this outdoor venue. Well, it's a restaurant, but they have a really neat outdoor patio called Wheelhouse Restaurant, and delicious food and great service. It was really fun. We had a great time, despite the fact that the weather on Saturday wasn't particularly delightful. It was a little bit misty out there. But anyway, hope you had a good time. There are a lot of, I hate to say this, I really, really hesitate to say as summer is winding down, but it is August 15th today. So what, two more weeks of August? And oh my gosh, then it's, well, you know, what comes after August? September. But sometimes we can have what do you call, is it PC to say? It's not PC, so I'll say it, Indian summer. And I always look fondly when I was a kid on all the years that we had maybe another month of summer after August and after we were back in school, although it was hard to sit in a classroom and focus when you knew that it was still summer-like weather outside, and that's where I would have rather have been than inside a classroom in September. Speaking of September, there are a number of events coming up. I'm going to start with actually before September, this coming Saturday, August 20th, our friends with Empowered Dream Hunts is hosting an annual fundraiser banquet for their organization. They support our local veterans and the specially abled outdoor enthusiasts. Their event is this Saturday, August 20th. The doors open at 3:30 p.m. and the dinner is served at 6. It's at Rib River, formerly Rib River Ballroom, now Rib River, easy for me to say, Acuity, which is in Marathon. Again, the dinner starts at 6 o'clock. There are a few tickets left, according to the organizers and founders of the Empowered Dream Hunts organization. And you can reach out to Joe at 715-693-3322. And when we spoke late last week, there were just a few tickets left, but they have a lot of drawings, and I think that there's a great chance that you'll not only meet some like-minded people at this event, but you may even win a raffle prize if your luck prevails. So again, check them out, the Empowered Dream Hunts fundraiser this coming Saturday, the 20th. So in September, there are a couple of events that are coming up in which I am participating. So hopefully that's inspiration for you to attend. The first one is the 7th Annual Rally for Liberty, which is going to be held on Saturday, September 10th at the Manawa Rodeo Grounds in Waupaca County. Starts at 11:30 and goes until 2 p.m. Everyone is welcome. Come join the fun. It's an outdoor event. I'm going to be emceeing the event. And then, of course, the headline speaker is, which is worth the price of admission, as Chris said, is United States Senator Ron Johnson. There will also be food trucks and a beer truck, a Stubborn Brothers Brewery, a gun raffle, live music by the Burdocks, and other speakers include Waupaca County Sheriff Tim Wills and Republican candidate for Wisconsin Attorney General Eric Toney. Join us, including me and Senator Johnson, in celebrating and safeguarding our Second Amendment rights. And gear up for the 2022 campaign to defeat Tony Evers, defeat Josh Call, and defeat the highly unqualified Mandela Barnes that Senator Ron Johnson is facing off against. This particular event, Rally for Liberty, is sponsored by the Waupaca County Republican Party, and co-sponsors are Wolf River Area Patriots. So put that on your calendar. Save the date, Saturday, September 10th. I'll remind you again. That's how I am, the den mother here. And then the other event, which is the following Saturday, right after this Rally for Liberty, is here in Wausau. It's a Get Involved Wisconsin event, Northwoods CPAC Constitution Day event. And this will be an educational event also featuring Senator Ron Johnson, former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly, Congressman Tom Tiffany, investigative journalist Jessica McBride from Wisconsin Right Now, one of my go-tos for news here in Wisconsin, radio talk show host Vicki McKenna, and little old me, Meg Ellefson. There'll be other speakers that have been invited and many others that will be participating in. It's an educational event with respect to our Constitution. So I would love to take your calls if you would be interested in joining the conversation, 715-845-2155. Couple things in the news. There's never a shortage of not good news. And this is why, thankfully, we have the medium of conservative talk radio to spread the word. Of course, we have also the internet to keep us informed, but you do have to be somewhat selective about where you go to get the information, because there's a lot of misinformation or mistruths out there. Some of the headlines for this morning: Democrat inflation bill. Yes, you know, the Inflation Reduction Act, which does the exact opposite. Hello, why would you even propose spending money to reduce inflation? Really? Is that how it works? Boy, economic degrees or economic experts, the Democrats certainly aren't. But this Inflation Reduction Act, yeah, hey, get ready for this. It funds abortion, which is violating the Hyde Amendment. And it will extend Obamacare's premium tax credits for health care plans that cover, yep, elective abortion, and it extends credits. You know, this is how the Democrats roll. They heap a bunch of stuff into a bill and hope that no one will read it and no one will discover them. Well, thankfully, there are some in Congress that actually know how to read and will read these bills and expose Democrats for who they really are. I mean, these bills often are thousands of pages long, and this is what they count on, is that people won't do their homework. Their colleagues on the other side of the aisle won't do their homework. But thankfully, we have, and as Senator Ron Johnson was a guest on the Wisconsin Morning News just about a half hour ago. And if you missed the interview, our conversation this morning, you can certainly go out to WSAU.com, because I podcast all of the programming gold from 5 to 9 a.m. every day on WSAU.com. So we talked about how Democrats will take advantage of every opportunity to pull a fast one. And that's just a polite way of saying it, because that's not really what they're trying to do. They're deceptive. They are masters at implementing anything that will harm the American people in their bills, that will make it more difficult for us to live our lives as free American citizens. So here's a little glimmer of hope. Idaho, just a little farther west, Idaho Supreme Court votes in favor of total abortion ban. So that is an interesting, news piece. In a 3-2 decision last Friday, the Idaho Supreme Court allowed the state's total abortion ban to take effect, as well as a Texas-style heartbeat law that allows relatives of an unborn child to sue abortion providers for up to $20,000, while legal challenges to both laws are ongoing. But in the ruling, written by Justice Robin Brody, the court found that the Supreme Court's ruling in Dobbs v. Jackson altered the landscape of abortion law in the United States, thus allowing the bans to be enforced. Again, it's just at the state level that this is being decided. This is, we have to be looking to promote more government at the local level, because that is where the citizens have the most control. I mean, let's face it, our federal government and all that it represents is lost. I mean, I'm not going to say it's completely lost, because we still have crusaders like United States Senator Ron Johnson, but not for long if we aren't rolling up our sleeves and helping him get reelected this coming November. So I'm going to take a quick break and then likely pop back in for just a moment to remind you to call in this morning and join the conversation on Feedback 715-845-2155. And of course, I'll take your calls during the second half of Feedback as well after the 8:30 news on WSAU. Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me this morning. I'm going to jump to the 8:30 news shortly. However, I would encourage you to call in and join the conversation this morning, 715-845-2155. A couple other things that we can talk about. Of course, I know that I talked to a lot of people over the weekend that expressed their concern, just like Senator Ron Johnson said during the Wisconsin Morning News when we spoke. People are really worried about losing their way of life. And I mean, obviously, we see what the Biden administration and his policies have done to the American citizen. Gas prices, you know, I don't care that they're three something a gallon now. They're still higher than they were when Trump was in office. They're still higher than they should be. And that's because of Democrat policies. What about store shelves? What about the price of a dozen eggs? What about the price of all goods and services? Everything is rising. How about workforce shortages here in Wisconsin? And what about the small businesses that perished as a result of Democrat policies during a shamdemic, during a virus with a almost 100% survivability rate? This is what we are facing if we don't change course in these upcoming midterm elections. We need to be paying attention, rolling up our sleeves, and ensuring that we elect common sense conservative Republicans to represent us in November. We need to get rid of people like Governor Vito himself, Tony Evers, Josh Call, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Hey, guess what? He's running for United States Senate. The Democrats cleared the deck so that he could face off his far-left policies against United States Senator Ron Johnson. I'm going to take a break, go right into the 8:30 news, joined by your calls on WSAU Feedback, 715-845-2155 on WSAU.